What's up, y'all? We are back at it again today. We're talking about Jay-Z's drama with the NFL and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Joining me today is a full panel.
We got a full house.
We got the Love Enlisting crew in the house today.
We out here. What's up, everybody?
A lot of fun stuff we're going to be talking about.
I know.
Let me do everybody individually.
Everybody. Who
Courtney
is everybody?
Stewart.
Oh, that's me. So hey, what's up, y'all? We're back.
We're back. Next to me is Sam Barreto.
What's going on?
We got Ajani Scott. And Eric Miles also in the house.
What's up, everybody? How we doing?
Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Y'all are killing it right now. Everybody's talking about your show.
I know.
I've been watching because I'm all about real estate. And a little bit of drama. Yes. And some love.
Appreciate you.
You know,
so love, drama.
Congratulations and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. You know, real estate is such an interesting topic because I'm just all about intrigued with real estate. I watch my HGTV. I got my shows, you know.
We're all.
You know, I'm just like always trying to figure out this real estate market in the West Coast and everywhere else, but especially the West Coast because it's lucrative and it's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And competitive.
And competitive. For sure. Right. But it's nice to see people of color representing for this industry right here.
Because you know. We've been seeing all these million-dollar homes and all these other folks getting in on the money. It was nice to see.
We do it, too, at a real big level.
Yes, love it.
Well, we're going to be talking about the show and more with you guys individually, but first we're going to get through these topics and go from there.
We're going to get through these topics.
Get through these topics.
Okay, cool. So we're going to start off the top with politics, because you know...
Your favorite subject.
I mean, it's not really my favorite subject. It just kind of keeps coming up. It's been a mess for a couple years, as you know, and this week was no different. So in case you guys weren't paying attention, those people over there in that place called the White House came up with some new nonsense to throw out there. So if you know have a green card or if you are not from Europe, then apparently the Statue of Liberty didn't mean nothing to you either, and you weren't welcome here, and they just want to let you know that, and you also can't get Medicare or get anything else in terms of government assistance, because apparently you're a problem. But to combat the nonsense that was, and if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and look it up. There was a speech, and we're not going to talk about that entirely, but that leads into the fact that we support the folks on the ground that are doing things to change the hot messery that we keep hearing about every day. And so this week, Ms. Stacey Abrams, who, if you don't know who she is, ran for governor in Georgia. Mm-hmm. She almost won. She would have won, but somebody cheated.
Per usual.
And so she has made it her continued mission to make sure that that does not happen again, not in the midterms, not in the presidential election, and not anywhere. So she took her foundation and she started a program basically called Fair Fight 2020. And with Fair Fight 2020, she's going to 20 states. What I found interesting is I cannot find what 20 states she's going to specifically. She doesn't completely say which ones they are.
Right.
But we know one of them is Georgia because the jerk that beat her for governor was cheating and doing voter suppression. And so she wants to help combat voter suppression. And she understands that moving forward, especially with this next presidential election, we're going to probably have record turnout. Mm-hmm. And people are not necessarily going to know what to do, where to go, how to register, what they need to do once they do, if their IDs aren't matching up, and what laws, because laws vary from state to state on what you need to be able to vote and to be able to register. So she's making it her mission to tackle that and start it now and stay on the ground. And she hopes to build infrastructure in those 20 states that will be full-time, all the time, moving forward from now on, so that we don't have to worry about people not getting to vote when they actually do want to vote.
It's amazing.
So celebrate
so important.
So much. It's super important. And it's kind of crazy that in 2019 that somebody's
honestly, that's what I was thinking about when I saw this story. I was like, what year are we in?
Is it 1945?
Right.
I'm like, are we really doing that?
But don't we say that with everything right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
there's so much stuff going on that my mom is even talking about, just like, she's like, this stuff happened when I was a kid. How are we changing? But I guess we are. Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. What's awesome, too, is that, and if you guys want to check it out, there's an article on the New York Times. It's an opinion piece that was basically saying why Trump is actually deathly afraid of black women and politics, and the effects that how the Democratic Party hasn't looked strong enough at black women and what they are able to do in communities to really affect change, and that's why they work so hard to suppress black women. It's a really dope article. You should check it out.
New York Times, okay.
Check the New York Times, because it speaks to it. Because really, I mean, the her Fair Fight 2020 started as another organization, and she had already been sort of working in the community for years. Technically, in Georgia, she'd been working for like 15 years about voter suppression issues and things like that in a few counties in Georgia. My home state, unfortunately, do some shady stuff. So she'd been working on it for quite some time. And so it's interesting to see how it really does take boots on the ground in communities
all the time.
And not just, you know, a couple months before the election to make it happen. So
that's right. Mm-hmm.
And you got to go to these different markets, you know what I mean? You got to do it. So how are you guys feeling right now about the political culture? I mean, we got things like this that she's doing that are going to hopefully change things, bring more people back out to voting. But with all this stuff going on, I mean, we still see the shady stuff that's going on from Trump's office.
Yeah.
But how do you feel that this will affect the elections going down? Are you optimistic that we're going to be able to get him out of there, or are you feeling something different?
Well, I think Stacey Abrams' effort to reverse the effects of voter suppression is so important. And she is like a ray of hope for us.
Yeah.
There's so much darkness and hate, and people like Stacey, like, she's so inspirational, but she's more than just an inspiration. She's actually making change. So I think she's a major, major positive movement. And I think turning out the vote, voter disenfranchisement is like the biggest problem. And that she's doing this at an organizational level and going to 20 cities is so impactful, and that's how we're going to make the change, right?
Yeah.
So getting people out and letting their votes count.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how we're going to do it.
I also feel like this generation and younger generations are a little bit spoiled in that we don't know what it's like to fight for that right to vote.
That's true.
And so we take it for granted. And we need to remember that people who came before us like really went through a huge struggle just to get us this right. It was such a huge part of black rights, women's rights.
Yeah.
And we forget that. And for us to not go vote and use that voice is really disrespectful to those that struggled before us.
That's true.
It is. And that wasn't that long ago.
No, not at all.
So, sure, you know, our parents, some of us were alive around this time.
For sure.
It's so important.
Very important.
Sam, what do you think?
I think, am I optimistic about getting Trump out of office? I'm not.
It's okay, girl.
It's all right.
I mean, I think these are all great efforts to like get to that point, but I don't know if this is what's going to, I don't know if this is what is going to get us there to that point.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think would get us there if you had to like make up anything you could possibly
paper ballots,
pull a person,
the truth? I think the truth straight of up. Like really people understanding and knowing what's going on in the White House, inside our country, education, people being educated on really what is happening, that is going to open up so many eyes to then where people are like, we need change, we need to create change, and that will get the voters out there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Russia won't be involved in this election,
as they
keep saying that they
are. Already are. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'm just optimistic to think that they won't be. Yeah. But
keep hope alive.
Right. That's why we need all these new places to vote, you know? So mess with the odds.
Mess up the odds. We just have to come out in hordes. Like, I don't know what the, like, population of maybe 60% came out to technically vote. So
we all
got to
come out.
We
all got to come out.
Vote at all. And I get it. Like, they don't think it matters or that it counts anyway. So they don't.
And if you vote and think that voting is important, you really need to hold your peers accountable too.
That's right.
Like, don't just go vote and keep it to yourself. Like, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your sisters, your brothers, like, get out there and vote with me.
That's true. Absolutely.
And that was actually a recent thing for me. It's like, I didn't understand the importance of voting, and I didn't vote until this last election. Like, I'm 32 years old. I've had how many opportunities? 3 or 4 opportunities to vote, and the first time I voted was this last election. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, we need you now.
I know.
Your vote needs to come now.
Yeah.
We need it all.
I'm in California. I already know how this is going to go. But
we need everybody out there. Because even, you know, in national elections, you're like, okay, California's a blue state. But then there are local measures, there are state measures that are highly contested.
Yeah.
So we need everybody to vote on everything.
Yeah, and I got some friends who are already starting their pre-election parties. Like, they're starting to have people over on the weekends like, hey, let's start get these thoughts
that's
together.
Good.
Let's get in the right direction.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
So, that's good.
Well, we'll see what happens. We're optimistic.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Live under a dark cloud.
Need a shower after that one.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
It's so true. It's going from Obama to Trump was just so night and day. One end of the spectrum to the other. We're all just like traumatized.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Courtney, you just mentioned like the power of black women, and I was having a conversation the other day, and they were like, well, what's it going to take? And you were touching on this too, Daria. You know, I think it might take Michelle.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. So we got, I know they got a big Netflix deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to put some money together to make a bigger deal and get Michelle to run. And then, you know, that would be the real debate, right? You know, you get Michelle next to him. And then let's really see what happens.
I like how you think it, Eric. I like that. That's what's up.
We're going to start it today. Michelle.
I like that. Michelle Obama 2020.
Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. She said we can't have no more of her life.
She was like, you can't have no more of my life. She wrote that. Right, I know.
It's going to take a big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah. On a positive note.
Right. We're going to leave on the positive. Michelle and big deals. And big deals. Speaking of big deals, Jay-Z just got a big deal with the NFL. And a lot of people are in their feelings about it and have a lot of opinions about it. So if you haven't heard, Jay-Z and Roc Nation, they actually did a deal with the NFL, which will allow him to assist the league in managing its entertainment and social justice endeavors. The deal will also allow him to co-produce the Super Bowl and halftime show, and he will have his hands in the selection of the entertainers, which I think is very interesting. Now, that sounds very positive in one regard, but there are people who do not feel like it's so positive. One of them being, a former NFL player, Eric Reed, who is friends with Colin Kaepernick, and also activist Sean King. And they were very vocal on social media about their points of they don't support the fact that initially Jay-Z had a lot to say when Colin went to bend the knee, and he was telling everyone to not do Super Bowl, and Rihanna, all these people, all these artists listened to him, and no one did it. And then now they're like, now how are you going to say that and then do this deal with the NFL? It just doesn't make sense. So a lot of different things going on about this. I mean, I kind of see a little bit of Jay's point. I see the other side of things. And Jay issued a statement, actually. He was at a press conference, and he says he sees two parts of the protesting. You go outside and you go protest. And then the company or the individual says, I hear you. What do you want me to do next? And then he says, I think we have moved past kneeling. I think it's time for action, he added. He said, we forget that Colin's whole thing was to bring attention to social injustice. In this case, this is a success. This is the next phase right here is what he's doing with the NFL. And how do you guys feel about that? Because
it's interesting. Yeah,
it's Eric, but, he's ready.
Yeah, so I'm going to preface my comments. I'm a Nas guy. I respect Jay-Z to the fullest, but I'm a Nas guy. Setting that aside, you know, I've done a lot of deals, and you're either a part of the deal or you're not. And Kaepernick started this, and I feel like he should be a part of the deal. And the analogy that I'll make, and then I'll pass the mic, is, you know, not to make this blow it out of proportion, but this is like if Dr. King started the movement, they didn't take him away from us.
Right.
And then when the deal was made, he wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't seem right. And so I can understand why people are feeling some type of way that Kaepernick's not a part of this deal.
Yeah.
And he probably should have been.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Either one. I mean, I just feel like I want to know specifically how is Jay-Z going to be instrumental in making a change.
Right.
Because I feel like NFL lost viewers. They lost supporters. A lot of big people spoke out against them, and I feel like they really want to get their support and their viewership back, and this is definitely a ploy to do that. So Jay-Z, it could be very beneficial, but I want to know how.
Right.
What are you going to do specifically besides be a name and a face?
Right.
I mean, that's almost enough, though, for him. Like, people listened to him. People were not doing the Super Bowl because he told them not to. So I think that I don't know what his intentions are and what he plans on doing, but I think that it is going to have a positive impact because of who he is.
Sure.
People listen to him, and I personally like the deal.
Yeah,
he's very
Courtney.
Respected.
Okay, I hope I'm gonna, in the lane of hope, I hope and I have to believe that Jay-Z is brilliant. I mean, he's a
Of course.
You are wearing, you are representing the t-shirt today.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man. So I can't imagine that he would go into this without his eyes wide open with an actual, like, substantial plan to make some, because part of the deal, from what I understand, is dealing with some social justice organizations and some money and all of that. It does still feel like they're throwing money at a problem to pretend and appear that they are affecting change, and I don't really know if I buy into that, because it kind of feels like making a deal with Trump. It feels like when Kanye thought he was doing a deal with Trump, like, and so I don't, I don't fully, because if they're still like punishing people or giving negative energy towards men that would kneel on the field, like, I don't feel, and I know that they, every owner gets to do whatever they want to do and all of that, so maybe it's not in their full control, but if that energy still exists, then I don't necessarily know that we're to the place where we're ready to make a deal. And I completely agree with Eric with saying that, how is Colin not involved
in some way,
and how he don't even wasn't even a part of, like, yo, dude, I'm about to make a deal, based on his, what his camp is saying so far. He hasn't spoken, as far as I'm aware. But they seem to be saying, Jay didn't even be like, yo, this is what's going down. He didn't sanction it at all. So that's what makes me wonder about how effective and positive it
But it wasn't just Kaepernick that's been, you know, trying to make change and create change. Of course. That his was, like, the biggest one. So you wouldn't, you would have to then, like, involve all the people that are trying.
I don't think that's the case, because I think what you said was pretty accurate by saying, like, if Martin Luther King had survived and he wasn't in the room when the Civil Rights Act was signed, like, that
would
just,
that wouldn't feel, you know. I think that if the, and I support Jay-Z, and I don't know all the what's going on with the deal, and he has a powerful voice, and I believe that he will affect change. But the optics of not having the man who started this movement a part of it makes you question, how is it a whole cloth partnership, or is it we like this part of the movement but not that small segment of it? And so that's the part that I think that why people have some questions, and I think those questions are fair. But we also, I think everybody supports Jay-Z and wants it to work out. But, you know, you just don't want, you know, Cap to be left out.
And I think everybody, like you said, likes the idea of Jay-Z being involved, because he is very socially conscious of things that are going on for us. I just would like to see what the plan is, which maybe it'll be revealed later, of what this social injustice full plan is. I mean, we obviously know that the Super Bowl needs some help with the entertainment. That's a different subject, though. That's a different subject.
Yeah, the music gonna be hitting.
Sorry, hating on your Maroon 5.
You get Travis up in there.
I love Maroon 5.
No, but we've had Beyonce. I think Bruno Mars killed it.
For sure.
And, like, you know, Prince, Purple Rain in the Rain.
Oh, that was the best show.
Purple Rain in the Rain. How do you get past that? Nothing can beat that.
That was epic.
No, but I hope he does some really great things, and I'm optimistic about it. But I do. I would like Colin to be involved.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Are you all back to watching the NFL? Are you back to the football? Are you good? Do you feel comfortable?
I haven't been good in a while with this.
I'm just curious. It's kind of like how I feel when I walk by H&M. Can I walk in there still? Mm-hmm. I still can't.
Still tender.
Do I feel less gross about the NFL now? I don't know.
I mean, I also would like to see if they're going to do any kind of ads around Jay-Z with it as the NFL comes, you know, the Super Bowl comes closer. You know what I mean? Like, will they do some things to kind of promote what his messaging will be? Because I feel like that's where people may be like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Right. You know? We just need more details.
Right. We need details.
Some details.
Right.
That was in the details.
Fill in the blanks.
Right. Fill in the blanks, Jay-Z. Let us know. You're always filling in the blanks.
Hope
lyrically.
Come through. Hope come through.
Hope come through.
Come through. Come through. Come through.
Bae. I know you got that, Bae. Yeah. Michelle Obama music. Go ahead, Bae. Help your man out.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on. Speaking of music, we're going to move on to our next subject. Mary J. Blige. Just listening to her the other day. She's been killing it. She was on the BET Awards. Killed it. Got the, like a Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that. She's been getting her acting on. I mean, to me, I'm not gonna lie, who knew the American act? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, when I've seen her in things, I'm like, all right, I see what you're doing, Real Love. I got you. So, you know, she's doing her thing, you know. Trying to be happy, I see.
Right, right. Who is it?
I was about to get another song, but I was like, two is enough. I was about to want to reminisce, and I was like, nah, let me not go into all her tracks.
We need to give you some time.
Let me not do all her tracks. But we love you, Mary. But
yes, we do.
So Mary has just got a new deal for herself. She is actually going to be starring in the Power spinoff called Power Book 2, #Ghost. Oh. So it's... Sounds like they haven't really given a lot of information on what it's going to be. They're ghosting us with the information.
Okay.
But she is set to star on it, and she's super excited, and all the executive producers and the team are really excited about it. I don't know if you guys knew, but Mary was a double Oscar nominee.
Mudbound.
And she made a little statement. She said, I'm a huge fan for life. She said, I can relate to all the stories and the characters. I bet you can. And the final season of Power will premiere on 8/25, and it's two parts, so they're going to do like the first half through the remainder of third and fourth quarter, and then they're going to start the next like five or six series at the beginning of January.
Okay.
So how do y'all feel about Mary kind of being, they haven't really said she's like a lead or like...
She has to be.
I'm thinking if they're making this big announcement that she's going to be a lead.
Yeah.
So, and I hope she does a soundtrack.
You know, that'd be dope.
So what y'all feel about Mary being on the Power 2?
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of Mary J, so pretty much anything she does, I'm behind it. I'm definitely going to give it a watch. I'm interested to see this side of her, because I think it's going to be more her bringing out her personal trials, tribulations, and struggles to the camera. So I think it's going to be really authentic coming from her, and I'm excited to watch.
Yeah.
100%.
It's been nice to watch her career just like, you know, because I feel like we all feel like we've been there with her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the hood to luxury, you know what I mean?
Right, she's the queen of hip-hop. She's the one.
She's the one, and I'm looking forward to seeing her do more.
I'm excited to see what they pull off with a spinoff of Power.
Right,
I'm a huge Power fan.
Right, yeah. My pops.
I don't know how
they're
gonna end it. I'm nervous, and then to go do a spinoff. I don't know if it's gonna be like a rollback to like them being kids and how they came up in the game before he, you know, decided he wasn't going to be in the game anymore, but he's still in it. I don't know, but I'm interested to see what they do with it.
I'm excited.
It'll be great.
And I just think Mary J is a great example of having a career with such great longevity.
Absolutely.
She has been able to dust herself off so many times and continue to create quality and for so many years, and I think that's just so respectable.
And one thing I've always loved about Mary is the fact that, like, you know, she went through the tough periods. I mean, there was drugs, there was hurt
relationships.
And she used to get dissed a lot about her singing at the beginning. And she never gave up. A lot of people would have crumbled and fallen off the scene. She got better and strengthened herself, and one of the most powerful vocalists that we've had, she is in our generation.
She's a true boss.
So she's a boss, you know, and I love the story too, because it's a great message.
Absolutely. I'm sure it'll be successful.
I'm sure it will. Speaking of
success,
I hear about Love and Listing.
He's
a huge success.
Like
that transition. You know what I'm saying? So we do it up at BHL.
Okay.
So, all right. So, 8 episodes.
Yeah.
You guys already premiered. It's running.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how'd y'all get involved with the show, each one of you? Because I know you all have a different type of background.
Yeah.
So, let's start up here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Okay. It's through Instagram is how I got cast on the show, honestly. Posting all these pictures, but I was hashtagging real estate because I was so excited I was a realtor, and whether my picture had anything to do with real estate or not, I was hashtag real estate, hashtag Cali realtor, hashtag, and all of that. And so I guess the producers were looking through those hashtags, and they end up contacting me saying, hey, we're doing this show, you should come audition. And I'm not gonna lie, my first response was, no, sir, I don't do porn. That was
okay.
Because I didn't think it was serious.
This is our life.
I don't do shows, sir. And then he said, okay, well, Google me and then come back to me.
Okay.
So I Googled him, and about 8-9 pages of stuff came up, and I'm like, oh, he's legit. So I was like, sir, I'm so sorry. Wait a minute, come back. I was just playing. What you need me to do?
Right, I'm just playing.
So I came in and interviewed, and long story short, here I am today.
I love it.
So
you didn't even know it was going to be a show. You just were like literally just...
They're like, we're doing this show. I mean, it was a process, which people obviously don't get to see. It was like an idea, and then it was auditions, then it was casting. There was casting way before I even came in.
Right.
There were previous castmates, and then, you know, you do the pilot, and it has to get picked up by a network.
Right.
Who's going to pick it up? I mean, all of that, from start to finish, is like a huge process.
How long did that take about?
Right. Tell them.
Man.
Long time.
I went through some calendars.
Put it that way.
Like years?
Years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Calendars with an S.
Calendars.
With an S.
Well, if you're talking post-production and all of that, yeah.
Yes.
But the actual timing of us filming, well, we shot a pilot. We shot the pilot in like a week. Mm-hmm. And then we went into full season. Full season, we filmed for about 4 or 5 months. And then as they're in post-production, we did a lot of like pickup scenes to tie everything together. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but the way that I got started, Zach, one of the cast members, him and I dated in the past. It goes into that on the show. There's a lot of drama around that episode.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of drama around
episode
that.
Episode 3 is where you
want
to pick up
right.
On that.
Oh, right. Shit. No, that's the worst one. Anyways, so they like that dynamic that we dated in the past. At first, they didn't even know the show was going to be called Love and Listings. It was like Agents of L.A. And
right.
The whole idea was around Ty, who owns a small brokerage in L.A. called Agents of L.A. He works with a lot of celebrities. So he pitched that idea to VH1, and VH1 was like, we love the concept, but we want to do our own casting. So they did this huge casting call, and then Zach was like, oh, they're doing a casting call because Zach worked with Ty. And, so we went in there. But the interview process was intense. Mm-hmm. Like, we had to do one-on-one interviews on camera. Then it was like, okay, send me all the listings. Who are the celebrities you worked with? I felt like they wanted all the dirt of, like, the celebrities that I've worked with. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, talk about my celebrity clients like that. And they're like, no, we promise it won't be like that on the show. Like, just continue going through the process. And then we did, like, group scenes. How did all the cast members, like, vibe together, and then they picked their full cast, and here we are. We had a lot of natural drama that happened between us.
Good TV. Very
explosive.
We act like we don't want to watch, but we do want to watch.
Like when we were filming, we're like, okay, what else is gonna come up? Like, I feel like we have enough drama, and like we still have 2 more episodes to shoot. We still have 2 more months, and then out of nowhere, it's like, oh. You want to stay tuned for all 8 episodes.
Hard left and hard right turn. In my case, I was doing a deal in Venice, and I was at a home inspection, and I stepped away from my client to take a call, which I rarely do, but I did. And it was somebody in production or a casting company that said X, Y, and Z. And I said, okay. And I took some notes on my phone, and I was like, I'll get back to that later. I had no intentions of doing TV, so I forgot about it. And I have some friends that work in the agency. They're agents, and they're in entertainment. I said, you know, about 2 weeks ago, I got a call from this production company. And they're like, they've won Emmys. Call them back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call back, and they're like, you better get your butt in here. Tomorrow's the last day we're interviewing people.
Oh, wow.
So I go in, and the casting director, I do the on-cam like they're talking about, and she's like, Eric, you're a natural. I'm recommending you for this show. I'm like, you tell that to everybody. I'm out of here. And then I got a call. They said, can you sit down with the EPs? And I'm like, yeah. So I sit in the boardroom, and I'm like, can you sit down and do an on-screen cam test with the whole cast? I'm like, of course. I got the gig. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're obviously at an age now. We're always on our phones. You know, everything is like public. But do you feel? I mean, did you watch the episode sometimes and just be like, oh God, oh, did I want to say that, or did they have to edit it that way?
All the time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is like your life. This is your life. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, wait a minute. How you gonna cut out the middle of my sentence and put these two in?
Right.
No, like, all the time we critique ourselves. But as I like to remind my castmates, we are our worst critics, and we're so much harder on ourselves.
Yeah.
The stuff that sticks out to us, no one else even caught.
True.
And so we have to, you know, watch that.
How have your families, like, reacted to seeing you doing it and being on TV?
That's a good question.
My parents are, like, still in shock. They're in super shock. They're like always on VH1 now. They don't watch any other channel.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. My mom still texts me like, I just saw my baby on TV. I'm like, Mom. So they're just really in shock. And I am too, honestly. It's very shocking.
My mom called me after episode one aired. And she said her cousin called and said, yeah, Montru, it's okay for you to go back to church. So that's all she was talking about.
Like,
oh, what am I going to do?
Home care.
Right.
So I was happy about that.
Yeah. Mama proud.
No, my family's really excited, but funny enough, I have an identical twin. And so she has like this professional life, and she's married. She has three kids. We live totally different lifestyles. Wow. And she had someone from her home office call her and was like, are you on a TV show? And she was like, why do you say that? She's like, I could have sworn I rewound it three times. I was like, that's my Jackie. Like, you know? And then she's like, I could see why you would think that. She's like, I Googled the show. Your name's not even that. Because she's married. We have different last names. She was like, so confused. And she's like, I have an identical twin. And so
she let her go for a second.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's been fun. She's been getting that all the time. So,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They are identical.
Yeah.
Like, even same hairstyle and everything?
Yeah, she actually tried to dye her hair blonde, no joke. And it didn't quite work because her hair is so dark. And I was like, Jackie, just give it up.
Just
like,
leave it alone.
Yeah. And I was like, it's actually worse for me because she's not on top of, you know, her appearance all the time. She walks out in public like whatever, and like she has three kids.
She's like, and she misrepresenting
like, exactly. I'm like, don't think, please don't think I'm her. Like,
right.
I do not. It's worse for me than it is for her, for sure.
Not listening to that.
She doesn't care, or maybe she does. I don't know. Sorry, Jackie.
Sorry, Jack.
We love you, Jackie.
Yes.
Well, you know, so we all fall into watching reality TV in some form. Yeah. I'm sure everybody's got their own other shows that they watch. Oh. But we are at a time now where, like, you know, it used to be where when you were a reality star, you didn't know where your career was going to go from there. But now you can take it to, like, the next level. Yeah. Is there something that you guys all want to do, you know, with this success of the show? And then kind of, like, now you're like, okay, I got my eye on the prize for this next for myself.
Yeah, definitely for me. There's two things that I'm passionate about. One is a charity I support, Legacy Ladies, Inc. They send black girls from South Central Los Angeles to college with college programs, scholarships, and tours, etc. And the other thing is my own real estate fund, which I'm starting to work on right now.
Oh, dope.
So we're going to be sourcing our own deals, putting additional properties on the market, and that's what I'm working on.
You and me need to talk, because your two goals are my two goals.
Well, let's make some match.
Yeah, like, okay. Have you been working on your commercial deals, too, and development deals?
I want to do residential 1 to 5 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Your fund will be the residential, my fund will be the commercial development side.
Yeah, because you know that stuff inside and out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's figure it out.
Let's go.
We all have to work. You know what I'm saying?
Deals happening on BHL.
Yeah.
I want to
have
for a cut.
Small something.
Small something.
We all going to go.
Friend fund. Friend fund.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll go on vacation. That's how I like to celebrate.
That's
right. Well, you got me on that.
Yeah.
My first passion was singing. I'm a singer. I'm an artist in my heart and my soul. I sing in Spanish.
Give us a little something.
Come on, girl.
You know, you knew what you said.
You knew.
Hey, give it a little, you know, 20 seconds or something. Yeah, we got. We're in a merry mood today.
Yeah.
Give me a little water.
Oh my gosh.
Pasas de a mi lado con gran indiferencia. Tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right.
Wow.
You threw that Shakira on there.
Yeah.
That Shakira. International.
Right.
So look out for that. I'm definitely putting together some music right now, and that is something I'm very passionate about. Second to real estate, of course, because me and Eric got a
right,
whole bunch more deals.
I like to hear that.
But on the side, yes, definitely.
Now wait, you from Detroit? How you learn Spanish in Detroit?
Michigan, go green, go Spartans. Okay, let me throw that in.
No, go Buckeyes.
Go Bucks. You know,
okay, yes.
You got two Ohio people in
Let's
here.
Let's go.
I'm from Lansing, and I don't know, when I was 9 years old, I had a best friend that was Mexican, and she was into Selena. She's like, girl, you need to listen to this. I listened to it. I was like, I want to do that.
That's amazing.
And I started learning.
That's dope.
And since 9, I have been singing. That's actually why I moved to L.A. originally, was to pursue that. But the music business is very, very hard. I said, I need to go get a real job. So I got my real estate license and got into some shit that was even harder.
She's a glutton for pain.
Right.
I love that.
That's why success that you're doing, it makes even better. You know what I mean? Because you went through the trenches to get there.
That's right.
It'll be like singing. What? I can do that. Right. I've been through real estate.
That's right. Ooh wee. I'm telling you.
Amazing.
She said ooh wee.
Ooh wee.
And then we obviously are already in the season, but what can fans expect for the remainder of the season?
Ooh, fire.
Drama.
What'd you think, Sammy?
I don't know what we're allowed to talk about.
Look, it just gets hotter and hotter.
It really does. Okay.
And there's some surprises, there's some twists, there's some tears, there's joy. It's everything. It really is a spectrum of emotion. It's you just gotta keep watching, please. Okay. For sure.
I see the passion.
I know. Look,
you make me want to turn on the TV
right now.
Hey, look, Monday nights, 10 p.m., 9 central, VH1, baby.
We'll
it's where it's going
that's
down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as a fan, we need to know, did you get to quit that job at the waitress and with the wings and all that yet?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
shoot.
She's trying to cut to episode 8 right here. We just
three. Is that too much?
I am a hustler.
All right, girl.
Okay.
You got to be in L.A.
I don't leave no money on the table.
Okay.
I ain't mad at you, girl.
Am I at the point where I'm just closing a deal every day? Absolutely not. So I am currently still waitressing, and I'm proud of
that. I love that.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that.
We're like, wait,
but,
what?
Look, I'm like, wait.
I have submitted a notice to my boss.
There it is.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Not much longer.
Right. Yeah, and we got a deal we're working on right now.
That's right.
We got a show on Saturday.
That's right. So. Now, if that comes through, I'm going to be like, you know that notice? Rip that up, because...
Yeah.
But here's the thing about real estate. Everyone sees that you get this big check, but you have to be so consistent. And in this industry, it takes 2-3 years to finally be consistent.
That's right. Yeah.
So it makes sense for people to have second jobs for 2-3 years, however long it is.
That's
it's very respectable because it is not easy. And like, it's like, cool, I just made a $30,000 check. Okay, well, when's your next one coming? You know?
Right. You
and
know.
I'm not cool with $30,000 for the year.
That's right.
This market is not cheap.
It's not cheap, and it's very competitive. Like, you're working with people that have millions and millions of dollars, and if they're going to trust you with their millions of dollars, you have to be reputable. You have
to be
a grinder. You have to know your shit. So it takes time to really get in, put into this.
That experience.
This industry.
Yeah, it's very competitive, but also very rewarding.
It is
very rewarding.
Especially when you get that 50 grand check.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Me next week. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm negotiating $8 million right now, and it's a six-figure paycheck.
That's
okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm closing $3 million next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's money moves up in this room.
Money moves for a reason. We talk it, we walk it.
Forget hosting, I'm going into real estate.
You'll do this for like 2 years. Then be able to finally transition out. Yeah.
Exactly.
But why did each of you actually choose real estate and high end real estate as well? Like, I mean, it's not a.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, why you choose to be an actor? Because everybody's like, what the hell? Why would you ever do that?
Yeah. Honestly, money. Yeah. So I just saw. No, really. Okay, so. My background, right? I was a waitress in Vegas, and I saved $100,000 because I was just like, I don't know what I want to do after college. I'm just going to go save money. And so then once I saved that, I just went to a lot of seminars and reading a lot of books. And real estate is the quickest way to build wealth. So I actually started working with investors, and I was flipping houses prior to getting my license. But when I moved to Los Angeles, I fell in love with the luxury market, and I was like, hold up, these people are making how much on a commission check, and I'm making the same amount, like taking 9 months to flip a house.
Right.
So thinking that it was going to be easy, I got into it knowing that you have your ups and downs and that it's a lot of work, but for money purposes of like building wealth, the great thing is that you learn this industry, so you do have the tools to build wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
For me, I always wanted to live in L.A. I'm born in Cincinnati, Ohio, but professionally I was a lawyer in Chicago for 10 years. Always wanted to live in L.A., and when I was thinking about coming here, when you think about a career, you got to add value to disrupt an industry.
That's true.
And I felt like that the people that were buying high-end real estate, that I could add value as a lawyer, being a lawyer in a space of realtors. So that was my business model, and that's worked for me. But I love providing exceptional service and thought that I could, you know, fill a little hole in the space. I mean, the top agents are amazing, but there's so many realtors, there's so many agents, and there's less great ones, and I thought I could be a great one and make a living doing it.
That's dope.
And you are.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it.
Crush
you. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Well, honestly, it was the glitz and the glamour for me.
I was like, I'm getting wrong with that.
I'm cute, so naturally I should just be in real estate. She's like, I'm gonna sell houses. Hence why I hired. That's the right attitude to have.
The grueling hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears, the patience that goes into the business, but that's what makes it so rewarding also.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why everybody can't be a real estate agent.
That's right.
You know? And when you get to that point where you want to quit, that's the moment that you have to keep going.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't have that resolve.
Yeah.
So it's definitely rewarding.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. And then I saw there's a lot of celebrities that are also appearing on the show and will appear. Yeah. Who mm-hmm. are some of the big names that are coming up?
Yeah.
Amber Rose, Carrie yeah. Hilson, yeah. Laz yeah. Alonzo.
Yeah. That's your favorite, isn't it, Laz Alonzo? I'm just messing with you.
that's a good little okay, showing with Zach and I. There's a lot of things that happen.
Okay. We got a championship boxer on the show.
In front of the fam. Like, yeah.
Michael Blackston. So that showing was really funny, hilarious. Knowing him. Yeah. So,
yeah,
so
a lot of good people on the joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some big time people on there.
And then Suge Knight's son is also on the show.
Of course.
Yeah, Jacob.
Yeah.
How's it working with
him?
Well, first of all, he's the son of Suge Knight.
Yes.
You guys didn't know that, right?
Let's start there.
He is.
Let's start there. Right, let's start there.
But no, he really is a great guy, and he's a hard worker, and he has big dreams just like the rest of us.
He
and
does.
It's been great working with him.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got a lot of passion, and he's figuring out how to harness that passion. And he's a joy to work with. I like him a lot. We're friends.
Yes.
And so, yeah, he's the young bull.
I like that. Yeah. Bull. You got to be a bull to be in this industry,
yeah.
right?
You do.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap up soon, but what is one thing that you learned about yourself recently by doing this show and being in this biz?
Good question. That's deep.
You know, I like to end it on a deep note.
Yeah. I personally have learned to think outside of the box, to mm-hmm. not put limitations on myself ever, and that I can be bigger and better than even I can imagine. Because when I started off in real estate, I never knew it was going to lead to TV. Like, how the hell? Where did that? How did we do that? I was never thinking that. But I've always wanted to be in entertainment and on TV and be able to reach a large amount of people and be an inspiration. So you just can't put any limits on yourself.
I like that.
Yeah, I like
no
that.
Limits.
No
yeah.
limits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think self-love, like, it's so hard to see yourself on TV mm-hmm. and not know how they're going to cut the show and what they're going to portray you to be. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's not really how I am, though. But for the sake of entertainment and for the sake of the show, like, we took it there, you know? And so you hear all those things about people having their opinions about you, and you're like, you have to really know who you are. Right. So I've been, you know, meditating a lot and getting to know who I am. I'm like, no, I'm not that. I am this.
The inner self.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, for me, I touch on Ajani's point. Just persistence, self-belief, dreaming big, and don't limit yourself. Like, you can achieve if you're willing to just continue to fuel your dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of signs that can be created after this conversation today. Motivational signs. I feel good about myself. Where can they find everybody on social media? We'll start with you, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Eric Miles, R-E. Eric's with a K. So that's E-R-I-K-M-I-L-E-S-R-E on all platforms.
All right. Sam?
Miss Sammy B, M-S_SAMIB.
Ajani.
Ajani Scott on all platforms, AjaniScott.
I like
that. I was going to have you sing it, but I don't know. Just sing it. Go with it, girl. Go with it. Courtney.
You can find me all over the platforms at Stuart Starlet.
And you can find me at Dario Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And on Saturdays at 3 p.m. and 3:30 on CBS's This Is LA. I'm one of the hosts. So give me those ratings.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Check out
Love and Listing Monday nights, VH1.
Let's go.
A lot of episodes to come. Yeah. A lot of drama, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
We won't disappoint.
Never. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.